Now, here's where we've got to be real shrewd and perspicacious. And we've got to figure out not so much what people want, though that is some index, but rather what do people need? You know the difference, of course. What they want is what they want. What they need is what's good for them. You know, of course, not everything we want is good for us. So, we meditate, why not, on people's wants. Pardon me, their needs. So that, finding out what they need, and insofar as in us lies, we try to benefit them. Because giving is not just a movement of the hand. It is somehow profiting. And I try as far as possible to see to it that the person benefits from what I give. And of course, though people have many, as we said, physical, emotional, and social benefits, their deepest needs are spiritual. But now the big one, proportion. What Christ is telling us is that in the degree or to the extent to which we do all these things, he will correspondingly pardon, give, or not condemn us. Behind this statement of a mystery of our faith stand two kinds of freedom, God's and our own. God, we know, outside of himself is sovereignly free. As far as he's concerned, none of us had to exist. Correct? Why do we exist? Because he wanted us to. Why do we have anything? Why, for example, sisters, are we human beings and not, how many are there of you? 10. Is it 10? With me, 11. Why aren't we 11 peanuts? Eleven peanuts in a row have no more right to exist or be peanuts than we have to be we. Agreed? The lowly peanut can complain. The Lord would say, well, peanut dear, I know you aspire to a higher degree of existence, but what are you complaining about? Except for me, you wouldn't be a peanut. So to us. So it's all freedom on God's part. The whole thing, the whole world is one cosmic act of divine freedom. But correspondingly, having given us freedom, and this is surely a mystery, that we can either serve God or not, serve him either more or less. And he places all of his divine stakes, so to speak, on our practicing of compassion and generosity towards others. You see what this business of loving others and thereby we show our love for God means? This is it. Kind of scares you, scares me. That's why I'm talking about it. Consequently, our freedom is the determining factor. And though God made us without us, he will not redeem us without us. Though he made us human beings with no cooperation on our part, how can nothing cooperate? 9 months, give or take a few days, before we were born, we weren't. So we couldn't cooperate. But though our beginning is entirely from God's freedom, without ours, our destiny is not only by God's freedom, but from ours. Hence, what seems such a scandalous statement to affirm that somehow God will measure His mercy towards us by ours towards other people is not scandalous at all. It is simply an affirmation of our faith. What we should realize is that there are then degrees of willingness, and we wouldn't be making a retreat and would not be hopefully profiting from whatever I am sharing with you unless we examine our consciences and ask ourselves in God's presence, Lord, how am I doing? Am I giving myself to others on the levels we have seen with that degree of forbearance, of patience, for our purpose mainly of compassion and of generosity, as I can? Now, there is a limit. One person's can is not another person's. One person's ability is not another's. Correct? We do not have the same strength of will, and most importantly, we don't have the same amount of grace. But according to our both native ability in our wills, the degree of grace to ask our Lord to enlighten us how compassionate we truly are in doing something about the needs of those who are in our own community, in the diocese, in the world at large. What am I doing about it? And then how generous am I in giving? And you know that giving means giving of myself. There is, of course, a cost to us, but the cost is worth it, because in return for our giving ourselves to others, God gives Himself to us. And with a statement with which I close, and in the degree to which we do so, God from all eternity foresaw how compassionate and generous we would be, and from all eternity He will give us as much as we give to those whom God puts into our lives, whether physically or somehow conceptually that we know about them. He puts them into our lives for only one purpose, in order that by giving ourselves to them, we might evoke, and God sets the condition, we might evoke God's goodness to us. Thank you for listening.